listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. New workers' accommodation is coming to Kalbarri, the Shire of Northampton, to take over the Crownland development to provide purpose-built and locally tailored accommodation for the community. The project initially planned for 2022 after Cyclone Seroja, but failed to get off the ground. Palestine's UN ambassador has welcomed the Security Council's resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It was passed unanimously with the United States abstaining from the vote. Riyad Mansour telling the group he wishes it had come sooner.
Over 100,000 Palestinians killed and maimed, 2 million displaced, and famine for this council to finally demand an immediate ceasefire.
The Regional Telecommunication Review Panel stopped into the Midwest to be met with a range of concerns by locals. Black spots were raised as a main issue, as well as mobile connection and a lack of coverage on main roads. The review is conducted every 3 years in a bid to examine existing and future telecommunication needs of regional communities. A $55,000 boost for Geraldton Centre Care, the Crisis and Emergency Relief Service receiving a grant from Lottery West to help meet increased demand. It'll support 4,500 locals experiencing financial hardship. And Aussies aren't letting the cost of living stop them from enjoying the Easter break. According to new research by Finder, we're tipped to drop more than $4 billion over the long weekend. The average person is expected to spend more than $1,100 on chocolate and travel. In sport, a Geraldton soccer coach will be looking to continue his success in the NPL WA this season. Perth Red Star bouncing back from a loss to record a 2-1 victory on Saturday. The men's head coach looking to keep his winning streak going when his side face Armidale this weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.